Hey there, folks. Governor Tony Evers here. Earlier this year, I declared 2023 the year of mental health. I spent the year traveling across our state to meet with Wisconsinites in our schools, clinics, businesses, and communities. From community organizations like Hope for You that serves Buffalo, Pepin, and Trempealeau counties, to school-based initiatives like the McFarland Hope Squad and Ashland High School's Project Aware, to our 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. So many folks are doing great works to support their neighbors, classmates, and communities. But they also all told me the same thing. We need to expand access to affordable mental and behavioral health care because it impacts everyone, from our kids in the classroom to workers being able to join and stay in our workforce. We simply can't look back years from now and wonder whether we should have done more and sooner to take good care of our mental health. I was proud to sign a budget this summer with some key investments, including $30 million for school-based mental health services, $10 million to establish two crisis urgent care and observation centers, and $200,000 for DATCAP's Farmer Mental Health Assistance Program. And this year, thanks to Senator Baldwin, I was also proud to announce nearly $17 million in federal funding to support operations of the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, which provides free and confidential support for anyone experiencing a mental health crisis. But folks, we know there is much more work to do, and I won't stop fighting to make sure every Wisconsinite has access to affordable mental health care. Remember, you are not alone, and help and hope are always available. Thank you, and take care of yourselves this holiday season.